Episode 1875, Must You Always Have the Last Word?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy every day. Can you believe it? It's Friday. Yes. Okay, I didn't want to yell too loud because you know what? Sometimes that weekend, it just gets you excited. Well, today it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? I've got a question for you. Must you always have the last word? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, you know, everyone wants to be heard and understood. So when sharing a moment or in a heated discussion, must you always have the last word? You know, that last word always seems to be the challenge. If I can just say the last word, then I will have won the argument. One for one. That's O-N-E for one, W-O-N. Yes, I don't know if that's really how we equate it, but ultimately, I think that's how we live it. Think about it. We want to have the last word. Why? Because that shows our dominance. It shows that we have got it under control, and control is a good thing, or is it? How do you communicate in your family? Maybe you listen completely and then say your piece at the end. Maybe you always follow up with some word or sentence. Maybe you end it with, "Don't say another word." Maybe you shout loudly one or two words to emphasize one point, like, "That's enough, no more, just walk away," whatever it is, right? It's those emphasized words, and you're just like, okay, you want to hammer in the point. Maybe it's just a grunt, and you walk away. Maybe you don't say anything at all. You know, in a world where the phone is attached at birth, we are so disconnected and hurting. Physically, emotionally, mentally hurting for a greater bond, a relationship where one feels safe, heard, and loved. Yet that's not what you get when everyone is wanting the last word. As parents, setting the boundaries of who has what authority in the home is important. You've got to have those boundaries. You've got to draw that line of, "You will respect me." Why? Because I'm mom. Period. End of story. "You will respect me because I'm dad." Period. End of story. And then also it goes beyond that, right? Our actions, how we word certain things. But there's so much to consider when it comes to having conversations, when it comes to communicating and talking and chit-chatting. Maybe it's, you know, who the discussion is with at that time, the severity of the situation or circumstance. Is this a repeat offense? Are you having to address the situation again and again and again? Or is it a matter of just being heard? You just want someone to listen. One thing you want to be cautious of is shutting down your children to the point that they do not feel like they have a voice. Now, I truly believe boundaries are important. And no, you cannot just go and give free rein to your children. I don't operate that way. And I'm sure you don't operate that way. But unfortunately, when it comes to heated discussions or arguments, or some may actually say we had a fight can be defined in many different ways. But it's this thing where you're like, I just need them to know that I am in control. And as long as I can show them I am in control, then I've won the battle. I'm right, even if I'm wrong. You know the word balance? It's thrown around so much today. It's that buzzword. But in this scenario, when you're talking about having that last word, being in control, balance is truly the key. You have to juggle authority with ears that hear and a heart that loves. And that's not easy. So what can you do to find the balance and not always be the one who has to have the last word? Well, you just got to know you're right. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Know you're right. You heard it here first. You are right. You don't have to go to anybody else. I'm telling you right now, you're right. Now you don't have to be concerned about winning. You don't always have to have that last word because you're already right. So now that you're smiling, because you're like, finally, somebody recognizes me. Deep breath, Mom. You got this. Let's break down, though, how you can support your child and still be right. Well, this is what it looks like. Number one, listen to your child completely. Not just to the point where you're already finishing their sentence or that you've already determined in your head that they are guilty of whatever is going on, whatever the discussion's about, whether it's a fight or an argument, or just literally you're just carrying on a conversation. Listen to your child completely. Children want to be heard so they feel loved. And unfortunately, our children nowadays, they're not getting heard. Have you looked at how your kiddos go to school? How much conversation is actually being had between the teacher and the student, and then the students and the students? Now, I know in some districts, they are very, very strict, and no phones are allowed, and if they have them, they have to be locked away, or when they come into the building, sometimes they have to put a phone in a lockdown, whatever it is, right? There's all these different levels as to the control within the school. Well, then you look at the control at home. Do you have a certain time frame for your children to be on electronics or not? You see, most of our children's interactions now are through technology of some form or fashion. We are not carrying on conversations very often anymore. Would you know your child's voice if they were having a conversation with you? Obviously, it couldn't be too loud, but you were in a room full of people and they called out your name. Would you know that that's your child? Or are you one who just honestly doesn't recognize their voice because you don't listen enough? And that hurts. I mean, think about that. And I don't want you to feel guilty. I want you to be honest. There's a difference. This is not about a guilt trip here. Create Your Now is all about taking what we know, what we have learned, and then implementing it. It's life application. It's not about being right, even though today you are totally right. Woo-hoo! Do the happy dance again. It's Friday and you're right. Yes, bonus. But you see, when we are considering our children, are we really talking to them to the point that we know them by their own voice? Listen to your child completely. And this is hard. It's hard for me. Why? I've had 5 children. I've been through, well, almost every scenario you can imagine. There's a few that, praise the Lord, I have not had to deal with. But I've had a lot of them to deal with. And so most of them that have come up with the next child or the next child or whatever it is, I'm like, yeah, I already know where this is going. And granted, I've had lots of child experience prior to having children. So, right, I know it all, right? Yes, yes, I'm right. I know. But the thing is I haven't heard it from that child at that time, at that hour, in that space. Listen to your child completely. Number 2, express your concerns without unnecessary exclamations. Now, I hear already in the rafters my children going, yes, Mama, listen to your own advice, because I am one who projects very easily. I got the double whammy, both for my mom and my dad. And I love that. But yeah, that means I don't have a secret. But that also means that a very simple conversation can be taken out of context. They may feel that I am yelling at them when, in all honesty, I'm just kind of enthused. And my voice is a little bit stronger than normal. Now, my voice is stronger anyway. Ask my children. That is one that I have to work on, expressing the concerns without unnecessary exclamations. And this is the hardest thing to do. But most of what we think is life-threatening, you know, where we need to have those exclamations in our talk, is so far from that the next morning. So keep your temper in check, your emotions and your energy. Every once in a while, just be like, okay, breathe here. It's okay, breathe. Now, if it's a blood or a flood, that's a totally different story. You need to handle it with exclamations. I get it. But if everyday life is not a blood or a flood, then why are you treating it as such? Listen to your child completely. Express your concerns without unnecessary exclamations. And finally, number three, be consistent. No matter what you do, no matter if there's only one thing you take away from listening today, is to be consistent. Set the boundaries appropriate for the situation and then stick to your guns. Don't waver. Believe it or not, your child will appreciate this in the long run. Yeah, it's going to be painful for you at the time. But long term, it's going to be exactly what is needed. Be consistent. All of these are tough. It's not easy. But I'm here to tell you, know that you're right. So don't always be the one who feels like you have to have the last word to win. I know I had conversations with my dad specifically growing up, but I guarantee you I never had the last word, unless if it was yes, sir, or I'm sorry. But otherwise, most of the time, he had the last word. But I know I tried to get in the last word. Why? Because that's kind of my strong personality. It comes in handy at times, but as a child, not so much. As a parent, yes, it's good to be sure, but you don't have to have the last word to be right. There's a difference. So when you look at how you're raising your children, and it doesn't matter what the ages are, it could be from newborn all the way up to grown out of the house. They are gone, but you still have to communicate with them. There are things that they're going to tell you at times that you just need to take it all in stride. We cannot be the parent who has to have that exclamation point at the end of every conversation that says, ha ha, I'm right. No. And you know that. But it's a good reminder. You already know that you're right. So you got to listen. You got to express your concerns without exclamations and be consistent. Be the compassionate, consistent parent who loves deeper and knows the secret that you're right. This is one episode. Yeah, don't tell your kiddos to listen to this. Not until they're a parent themselves. You can mark that for later. But for now, this is your secret. You're right. You don't have to have the last word. But one thing you want to know is to let your child be heard. That child needs to feel like there is nothing in this world but them. Think about this. When you were heard, whether it be from your family or friends, your spouse, how does that make you feel? Loved. We all want to be loved. So your secret on this beautiful Friday is yes, you're right. but go out today and be that compassionate, consistent parent who's present, who's incredible, who's you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.